experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-700-3811. 1-800-700-3811.
Is it that time when dentures are in your future? Well, before you talk about dentures, let's talk about dental implants and let's talk about Dr. Bowen. Because at Dr. Bowen, he is world-renowned when it comes to dental implants. He has gotten all the education. He's up to date on all the latest technology. So if you need a full mouth extraction, maybe a couple of teeth, or maybe just one tooth, dental implants could be in your future, and Dr. Bowen's the one to do it. When you visit Dr. Bowen, he will go over the entire procedure, and all of the procedure is done right there on Dunn Road in Florissant. Bowen Dental Care is a family-run dentistry that has been handed down from generation to generation, and many people are going to Dr. Bowen to talk about dental implants. In fact, those existing dentures you have right now, he can turn those into dental implants, whether it's the first visit or a second opinion. Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500, or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
What are you serving this holiday season? Why not serve locally grown and produced Missouri wine from Nobilize Vineyards? Whether you need a unique wine for the wine lover in your life, or you're making your holiday menu and need to pair the perfect wine, you can find the full portfolio of Nobilize wines at their cozy tasting room in historic Augusta, Missouri. Or visit their website to get a full list of the stores and fine restaurants that carry Nobilize wines. This holiday season, go local. Serve fine Missouri wine from Nobilize Vineyards. Their tasting room is open every day from 11 until 5.
Nothing lights up the holidays like jewelry. To find the perfect ring, necklace, or earring set to touch her heart, visit Paramount Jewelers. Make the holidays sparkle for that special someone in your life. Visit Paramount Jewelers today, located in historic downtown Maplewood.
Looking for a special gift? Consider a winter getaway to historic St. Genevieve, Missouri's first settlement, offering historic home tours, cozy bed and breakfast inns, wineries, shopping, and award-winning restaurants. Details online at visitstegen.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tis the season to be jolly.
The Big 550 celebrates the 12 days of Christmas by giving the gifts to you.
Ho, ho, ho.
Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for the daily prize, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes. And McGraw will announce the winner the next morning.
It's that simple.
Be sure to register to win today's prize, a $250 gift package from Epic 6 Laser Tag Sports Arena. The 12 days of Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
From Westport Plaza, TJ's Pizza, Filippo's Kitchen and Bar in Chesterfield, and San Filippo's downtown, Epic 6 Laser Tag Sports Arena, Bluss Jewelers, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Ho, ho, ho.
Right. We're in our underwear right now. You don't, so people don't know that. We do this in our underwear.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
gonads.
Come on, Paul Harris.
What?
Good afternoon and welcome to the December 16th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Aminis, A-M-I-N-I-S, in Chesterfield Valley. Building has a dome on it, like a copper dome. Doesn't look like anything else. Wait, you go inside, that doesn't look like anything else either, because there is no other store anywhere around here like Aminis. It's an interesting collection of goodies they put there, and I want you to see it. This would be a good week to do it, and we'll talk about it. after this.
Hey!
Let me see. I've been given the schedule of control board operators, and let's see who's on duty right now. Let's see.
Duty.
Says operator, control board operator on duty is Eon the Peon. That'd be you.
Hey, wait a minute. That's me.
That's you. Hey, wait, that's me. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are not currently happy with your financial advice, it may be smart to get a second opinion with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is high, yeah.
And Rat Boy has come up with the most clever little Christmas gift I have ever seen. It's a prototype. It's in a sense, a dispenser. And it's a little man. And this actually kind of ties in with the joke today. You'll see why later. But you, let me get this right, Rat Boy. You pull his finger, and then he dispenses a slice of what again?
Cheese.
So it's a cheese cutter.
Oh.
He pulls his finger, and he cuts the cheese. Now that, you know what? That's brilliant.
That is.
That is brilliant, Rat Boy. He's got some.
That's great.
Yeah. Please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I don't mean this in a bad way at all. It's just the truth. Jeb Bush looks confused.
He does.
He looks confused.
I know.
I'm sure he's not. He's a smart man. But he just looks confused. And I don't know. I shouldn't have watched that debate last night. I didn't really mean to, but I couldn't stop once I got started.
Cruz, to me, looks like
Roy Rogers.
That or Bill Murray.
Yes.
In like...
if Roy Rogers and Clint Black and Bill Murray had a threesome and had a son, it would be Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. We're brought to you by a meanies. You know, when you're a little kid, when I was a little kid, well, you're a meanie. That was kind of a bad thing. Like,
yes.
You weren't nice to other kids. Stop being such a meanie. Well, this is a meanie. There's nothing mean about it. This I don't know how the Amini family decided to come up with this store and these products. And here's what we're going to put in. I don't know, but it was brilliant because it's not like any store you've ever been in. There are things that are in there that are strictly for your entertainment pleasure. Then there are things in there that will turn your house into a more spectacular place. And I'm talking about furniture, which now includes living room, bedroom furniture that's the best made. I mean, you're not going to find this furniture in your average furniture store. And then lighting. Yeah, I don't know how many places you can buy lighting. I'm sure you can buy lighting. Go to Lowe's or Home Depot and get lighting, some kind of lighting, but not the Jaffe lighting collection. And you'll see that there. As soon as you walk in, you look up, and don't forget to go upstairs. You got to go upstairs. It's a big place. You need to take your time. And if you want to be left alone, they'll leave you alone. There's some really nice people working there. You're going to see some things that are very expensive, and you're going to see some things that are very affordable to almost anybody, but you will not see any junk. I don't care if what you're looking at is $300 or $30,000. None of it is junk. They don't deal in junk. Their biggest selling category is patio furniture. And I know it's too cold for patio furniture in this part of the country, but you know what? The good news is in about 3 months, it'll be end of February going into March, and people will be ready to think of patio furniture. And I want you to think of Amini's. Right now, I want you to think of them for pinball, arcade, shuffleboard, pool table, lighting, area rugs, and then the other stuff I'll let you discover when you get there. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S. In Chesterfield Valley. They're down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Man.
I'm sure there are people that wonder why we do that.
Mm-hmm.
We do it because of popular demand.
Yeah.
the audience begs for that. So that's Amini's in the Valley, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com. I can give you an example if you think I'm making it up. Here's an email. Dear Frank, never stop singing Down in the Valley when you talk about the businesses in Chesterfield Valley. I love it, and if you ever quit, I will stop listening.
Whoa, who wrote that?
Sheila Thompson.
Oh.
Thank you, Sheila, for writing. And I have a stack of them the size of an old phone book that people are just begging for that. Excuse me, I hit the microphone. I didn't mean to.
I heard that.
What did I tell you, and what have I told you multiple times about bomb threats? In my life, there has never been a bomb threat where there was a bomb. And I've been in buildings where there were bomb threats. We were at Westport Plaza in the 70s, twice, we had bomb threats. Evacuate the whole place.
When they call it
well,
in.
Well, this most recent thing where they closed down the L.A. school system, 640,000 kids went home or stayed home. Nothing. Because here, if somebody's going to bomb something, they're not going to tell everybody to clear out. Hey, by the way, I put a bomb in there. Everybody needs to leave. That way, I won't accomplish anything in the way of terror. So nothing happened. I get it. You have to assume, I guess, that it's a credible threat, but in at least in my life, I've never seen it materialize to a bomb. About a year ago or less, I said to Peon and Dan, I said, somebody ought to come up with an app where if you've got a song in your head and you can't, you don't know what it is, but you don't, let's say the song is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. But you don't know the name. You've heard it. Da, 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 da. There ought to be an app where you could, into your phone, you could go, da, 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 and it'll tell you what it, well, there is an app now. See, I actually thought of this, but now it's a real thing. It's called SoundHound. So, well, I'm going to play with this tonight. Let's take a classical piece. Okay, I know what that is, but if you didn't know, it should pop up and go, Für Elise. It's a classical piece,
right.
All right? Let's take another song. That interlude thing where we put da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Right, yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It'll pop up and go, that's Listen to the Mockingbird. So the app again is SoundHound, and I am going to download it and play with it. I think it's brilliant, and we'll see if it works. This is the time of year, folks, you gotta listen to me on this. You Christmas card people who send everybody you ever met a Christmas card, we don't want them, okay? And every year I get cards from people I have no... I'll give you an example. You get the mail, you open the card. Hey, wishing you guys a very Merry Christmas, Bill and Karen. I don't know who this is. I don't, Bill and Karen, who? I'm not kidding. Every year, I look at my wife and go, who is this? She goes, I don't know. So you just wasted a card. We don't know who you are. Put your last name if you don't know somebody really well. And then there's this one, and this will offend some people. But I'm telling you the truth. And every year, we try to preach this. You people who send that letter with your card, well, it was an interesting year for us. Tom had his gallbladder removed, and Jimmy finally graduated. Holy cow, we don't care about that.
The letter with the picture card.
Yes!
The picture card with the family standing around
the
tree.
You know who cares? Women sort of care.
Mm-hmm.
They like to read that crap. I have never read one. I pitched it as soon as I saw, well, friends, it was an interesting year. Trash.
And they like sending the cards, too.
Oh,
they don't,
yeah.
No,
they do. And
yeah.
And when you send a card with your whole family and all your pictures in, that's fine. That's okay, I guess, except, I don't know. As a man, I guess it's the same as I don't ever go around, hey, you want to see a picture of my grandson? I don't do that. Or my kids. I never did that. Oh. Hey, look, it's my son. He just turned 12. But women do that. Why? Do they really care, or are they just being nosy?
Unless,
they want to see that your kids are not as cute as they are.
Oh, yeah. Unless
maybe that's
a,
it.
Unless there's a check or some money in there.
Yeah, don't bother.
I don't care about it.
And you know what? Most Christmas cards are very impersonal anyway. It's a card, and they... And sometimes it's even printed, Harry and Linda. They didn't even sign it. I don't know. Christmas cards are weird.
May the joy of the season.
Yeah. And the saying is something that makes me vomit.
Yeah.
I saw one, the guy the other day. I think he's like in his, maybe a college age or in his 20s, but he hadn't seen some family in a while. You know, he's away at college. So he hired this woman and two kids to pretend to be like he married this woman, and she's got tattoos all over her. And he said, and then they had her in the Christmas card pictures with her hands over her stomach, like he knocked her up and had to get. And she had two teenage boys, and he sent it to all his family.
That's funny. Remember the guy on Craigslist? There's a guy on Craigslist. He's offered himself to be that guy. Your family does not want her to bring for Christmas.
Yeah,
you hire him. And he's tattooed. He said so. I got tattoos, piercing. I'm pierced all up. I will ruin your Christmas for the parents you hate.
He'll start a fight.
Show up with me. Yeah, I'll start a fight with somebody over politics or whatever.
Oh.
But seriously, Christmas cards are wonderful, but you'll never replace a handwritten little note. Just take the time to go, hey, miss you guys. Have a Merry Christmas. Wow, it's so much better. And you'll never stop the people who do the long-winded two-page thing with the card.
No,
you'll
never stop.
Newsletter. That's exactly what it is. this story stunned me. I saw this story last week, but now we have the result of the story, and it's a guy who's been on trial. He's a billionaire. His name is Ehsan Abdulaziz. He's 46. He's a big developer with the Saudis. He's a Saudi property developer. This guy has just been found not guilty of raping an 18-year-old girl in London. She says that he raped her. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When you hear this, you're not going to believe this. And I saw the story last week, and I thought, well, I know how this is going to turn. This guy's guilty. He didn't have a chance. No, he's not guilty. And here's his defense. He says that there was some drinking going on, and he was at this woman's place with her friend, and he did sleep with her 24-year-old friend, but he did not have sex with her. He didn't rape her. He says, and this is exactly what he says, it's possible that his penis might have been poking out of his underwear when he tripped and fell on top of her.
Oh.
Not guilty.
Oh, wow.
Now, if ever there was a payoff, this guy got to the judge or the jury and paid somebody off. This is the most ridiculous defense I've ever had, ever heard. She says she woke up and he's on her, and her story is totally different than his. He says about himself, I'm fragile, and I fall down a lot, and I fell on her, and I guess my penis could have been poking. Unbelievable.
Oh.
Not guilty.
Well, that makes sense, I guess.
This is possible.
Don't try to use that unless you're a billionaire.
No.
And you can get to somebody. That's now, here's a really weird one. Up in New York, there's a guy, and by the way, this guy is the only man known to have survived floating around on a raft out at sea for more than a year. Salvador Alvarenga survived 15 months at sea. He's now being sued by the family of the guy he was out there with. The other guy died. You got two guys floating out in the middle of the ocean. One of them dies. And the survivor is Mr. Alvarenga, 36. The other guy's family is suing him because they claim that he ate their son and husband.
Oh.
Well, but first of all, if he died, who cares if the guy ate him to survive? But he says, no, he didn't. He said, in fact, that they talked just before the other guy died, and he knew he was dying. And he said that his buddy made him promise that he would not eat him after he died. He promised me when I die, you will not eat me. And he didn't. He threw him over the side of the thing into the ocean. But the family is suing him. They want money from him because they think that he ate their man. And they also want any money he gets. He wrote a book called 438 Days. That's how long he was out there, but he's not made any money off. He's only sold like 1,500 copies, and they think maybe there's more, so they're going after him. Unbelievable. Think about that, though. You say to a guy you're with, why would you even say, hey, man, if I die, please don't eat me. I don't care. I don't knock yourself out. Turn me into a smorgasbord, a buffet, if it'll keep you alive. I don't care. And the drone thing, as you know, you have to register now if you get a drone. But, man, they are making it real tough for people to use these things commercially. Did you see now what the rules are? You have to.
Yes.
Well, first of all, you can't fly them in New York and Phoenix. They've already said, nope, no drones. You got to get a pilot's license, like an actual real pilot. You got to go learn to fly an airplane before you can fly this thing. Oh. And then there's an application, $1,500. They're basically saying, we're going to keep anybody from doing this. And if these are the rules, yeah, there'll be very few people who'll be flying these drones. Ladies, get in here, please.
Wow. Imagine the companies that are making those drones and those.
Oh, they're not happy about that. Now, Dan had a friend that requested this joke. Is that right?
Our drummer, David Whistler, we were talking last night, we were practicing, and he said it's his favorite joke.
David, this is for you. There's a bar, a lounge, people in it, and a piano, and nobody's playing the piano. So this guy goes to the manager and says, do you mind if I sit down and play the piano? He says, are you kidding? I'd love it. This place is kind of dead. Yeah, go ahead. You play? The guy goes, oh, I play. So the guy goes over and starts playing. Every head turns and people migrate toward the piano. They cannot believe what they're hearing. It's the most incredible music. And he finishes the first song and everybody's applauding. And one of the patrons says, my goodness, man, I've never heard. That's the most beautiful. What's the name of that song? How come we've never heard that before? He said, well, you've never heard. I wrote it. And you've never heard it because the publishers don't seem to want to publish my songs because they don't like the names of my songs. And somebody says, well, what was that beautiful thing you just played? He said, well, that's called I Just Pulled a Big One Out of My Nose, Let's Get Down and Booger. Oh. And they said, well, that doesn't even fit the sound of the song at all. The song was beautiful. He goes, well, that's the name of it. Nobody wants to publish it. They said, play some more. So he sits down and he just, my goodness, it's like four people are playing, but it's one guy. They've never heard anything like it. When he finishes, they're applauding, but they notice people have come from outside, have heard him. Now that they've wandered into the nightclub, it's packed. People are standing out on the sidewalk listening to this unbelievable piano music. And again, they applaud and said, What a song. We've never heard that one either. He goes, no, they won't publish it. You're not going to hear it. They go, what's the name of that one? He goes, that one's called Pull My Finger and Stand Back, Baby, and I'll Cut a Big One for You. And the manager comes up and says, well, yeah, that's not a. I can see why they don't want to publish it with that name. Can you play another one? And so he plays another. And again, standing ovation. And he said, well, there's no limit to your talent. What was that song called? He said, well, that's another one they won't publish. It's called I Call Her My Little Petrifier because she makes Mr. Happy turn to stone. Well, they go, more, 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 more. He goes, folks, I'll be happy to keep playing. I got to take a bathroom break. I'll be right back. And they continue to applaud. He goes in the men's room. He can't wait to get back out there and play. And in his haste to get back to the piano, he forgets to zip up. And he walks out, and as he walks toward the piano, the manager walks up to him and says, you know, your wiener is hanging out and everybody can see it. He says, no, in hell, I wrote it.
Meet me. All right, let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
It has been a rough commute this afternoon. They've just cleared a stall out of the center lane on eastbound 270 at 170, and that's got things jammed all the way back to 370. Westbound 40, we're heavy from Compton all the way out through McCausland. We're heavy again from Clayton-Warson through Highway 270. Southbound 270 is jammed pretty solid now from Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. We're also heavy from Marshall Road to about Tesson Ferry. We have that accident they're working on northbound 55 just before Highway 270. Two right lanes are blocked. You're backed up south of Butler Hill. We have, it looks like on eastbound 70 over the Museo Veterans Bridge, we're slow from the Mississippi River all the way to the 64 split. And then we have southbound 55 running slow from Lindbergh, trying to ramp on to northbound 270. Actually, they're still working with that accident, northbound 270 north of Highway 55. This traffic report is brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Want a smarter, safer car? Just plug in Hum by Verizon and you instantly get vehicle diagnostics and pinpoint roadside and emergency assistance. Learn more at hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vic 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is PFC Geiger, and I'm currently stationed in Camp Boniface, Korea. I'd just like to wish my friends and family happy holidays in St. Louis, Missouri. I love you guys dearly and miss you guys. Can't wait to see you guys soon.
Happy holidays from our troops around the world and the Big 550 KTRS.
Sample comes with a 90-day order. Copays and deductibles may apply.
If you or someone you care for are using painful urinary catheters, Medical Direct Club can help. There's a new catheter that hurts less, and you can get a free sample with free shipping by calling now. Pain and urinary tract infections can be avoided if you're using urinary catheters. The new disposable catheters from Medical Direct Club hurt less due to an incredible new design that reduces pain by gliding easily and effortlessly. Old catheters can scrape and cut, causing pain and infection. These new catheters from Medical Direct Club are changing the lives of people who use urinary catheters. Medicare and your insurance will pay for up to 200 of these new catheters per month at little or no cost to you. Medical Direct Club handles all of the paperwork with your doctor and includes lifetime free shipping when you join. Membership and a free sample are free, so call Medical Direct Club now. 1-800-600-1127. That's 1-800-600-1127. End painful cathing today. Call 1-800-600-1127.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Our son Joe had one dream, to go to college and become an architect. It was going to be expensive, so he needed our help with the tuition. Unfortunately, my husband died last year, and so did our son's dream. If only we had gotten life insurance like we talked about.
You want to take care of your family, and we want to help. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for AIG Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their most affordable rates on term life insurance products. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-933-5520. Help protect your family's dreams now. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. And the call is absolutely free. 1-800-933-5520. That's 1-800-933-5520.
Have you started thinking about your New Year's resolution? Get a head start on your future by making a resolution that can help you change your life forever. Earn your degree online from Arizona State University. At ASU, we believe the best time to start planning for your future is right now. That's why we offer over 100 of our world-class undergraduate and graduate degrees completely online. For information, call 1-800-400-0595. ASU Online offers the same degrees and the same prestigious faculty as on campus, with flexibility to take classes wherever you are, whenever it fits your schedule. Discover for yourself why U.S. News & World Report named ASU number one in the nation for innovation, ahead of both MIT and Stanford. We're now accepting applications for the spring semester. Make this year the start of something big. Call now to get started and make this the year you learn to thrive. To learn more about ASU degrees online, call 1-800-400-0595. That's 1-800-400-0595.
Remember the old refrain? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Byerly is 64 years old, and we still hear from people about the trailers Walter Byerly built back in the 40s and 50s. We found a 1958 model in great shape, and after a little refurbishing, it's ready to hit the road again. Another man sent me a picture with a caption, "All I remember is that Grandpa lived in it, and Grandma would bring him dinner every night from the front house." I bet there's more to that story. It's fun owning a company with such a history. Imagine the stories you could create in an RV from Byerly in Eureka.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care
for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com.
For the rest of
What is that on the patio furniture?
Oh, I covered it for the winter.
Those are old tarps.
What?
Oh, and they smell as bad as they look.
What? I think they look just fine.
No, they don't. I'm going to Schnars to get real patio furniture covers.
Hi, Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here. Did you know that winter weather can really take a toll on your patio furniture? Covering your outdoor furniture each winter can help extend its lifespan. And though those old tarps may work just fine,
they look terrible.
So stop by today and let us help you select the outdoor furniture cover that is right for you.
So you can put that smelly, dirty, yucky camouflage tarp back where it belongs.
Okay.
Hidden in the woods.
Well, I guess I'll put it on the wood pile. Schnars Hardware, where you don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. Now with two locations. 9800 Clayton Road in Ladue and the former Mac Hardware at 40 East Lockwood in Webster Groves. For locations, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
If you Google the word jewelers in the St. Louis area, hundreds of names pop up, including Neustedter's Fine Jewelers. But if you're looking for a trusted jeweler with an excellent reputation and a commitment to quality in their unique one-of-a-kind pieces, with one of the few hand engravers in the U.S., and a jeweler where all the work is done in-store, where nothing is sent out, the list narrows to Neustedter's Fine Jewelers. It's the jeweler that makes the difference at Neustedter's Fine Jewelers, east of the West County Mall on Manchester Road. Online at WowDiamonds.com.
We make Texas Superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, and then we add nothing. In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas Superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
It's shocking how much energy I have.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
SoCal, here we come. That's the local lingo for Southern California. Coachella Valley, here we come. That's where this guy lives, Mike Evans, and his appearance today and every day is brought to you by Annie Guns. I'm 2 days away from dinner at Annie Guns Friday night. I can't wait. Annie Guns Restaurant, next door is the Smokehouse Market, and they're both on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Please remember gift cards from either Annie Guns or the Smokehouse. I'm telling you, that's the one gift card nobody will pitch, nobody will forget about. And they sell a lot of them for good reason. And now, is it illegal if I go, let's get ready? I just can't say rumble. I can say, let's get ready for Mike Evans!
I don't know. Even maybe the cadence might be.
I might have violated the trademark right. What?
He's an idiot.
Hey, he's in Creed, for goodness sakes, the Stallone movie. He's in there.
I know. Hey, your pop quiz question today. Name the name of the star who speaks fluent Spanish.
Oh.
Will Smith, Cuba Gooding Jr., LL Cool J, Danny Glover. Got some movie news for you. I've told you before that there's a serious movement to boycott that cop-hater Quentin Tarantino's movie, The Hateful Eight. Well, the Weinstein the company is so worried about it that they have moved the release date up a week to New Year's Day, which will give it also a week jump on Leonardo DiCaprio's Revenant, which is probably a good thing because Revenant's going to be a big movie. But I still think Hateful Eight's going to be a big movie as well.
Now, what is Hateful Eight?
The Western.
Okay.
Bradley Cooper will get his directorial debut when he takes on the classic A Star is Born. Do we really need to see that again?
No, no, no.
And Beyonce is the star. Beyonce is not the easiest person in the world to direct or to work with. Bradley Cooper could have picked a better movie and certainly a better star. I think that could be true.
I never saw the original because Streisand is in it.
Oh, I did. I saw it. It was.
Hey, do you remember who the first choice she had was instead of Kris Kristofferson?
No.
Elvis.
Really?
And Colonel Parker wouldn't let him do it.
Good for Colonel Parker. TV news, Alison Tolman, who played the cop on the last season of Fargo, she played the cop, has her own new series coming on ABC. It's called Downward Dog. Allison plays a very neurotic woman who gets through life with the help of her talking dog. The word is that this is one of the funniest sitcoms to come down the pike in a long time. It'll be on beginning in February on ABC. It's mm-hmm. called Downward Dog. TV miniseries about Bernie Madoff is also airing in February on ABC. Richard Dreyfuss stars, and the word is Richard Dreyfuss is going to get an Emmy nomination for that.
I've always liked Dreyfuss, and where has he been?
I know, he just doesn't work by choice.
Yeah.
Odds and ends, there's so much skin in a new HBO series called Westworld. It's called Breastworld on the set.
Yeah.
Breastworld.
Yeah, you need to get a job on that set.
Yeah.
Al Pacino's China Doll is one of the biggest flops in Broadway history.
Hoo-ah.
They keep rewriting it. They keep putting more money into it. It's finally closing this week.
I talked to him, Al Pacino.
Well, you should. This is one you should have recorded.
I did.
Oh,
I said, Al, are you finished with Broadway? Here's what he said. I'm just getting warmed up.
Wow.
I think I've heard him say that before.
Yeah, he says that a lot.
New York Post headline with the temperatures in New York 60 degrees warmer than normal.
Whoa.
It was 70 there on Saturday. Yeah. New York Post headline screams, seasons heating.
Oh, that's pretty good. pretty good. Not their best, but pretty good.
Date in history, December 16, 1773, a bunch of very upset Americans, very tired of being ripped off by a lot of taxes, threw the Boston Tea Party. It happened on this date in 1773. And if you're ever in Boston, the Boston Harbor, that ship is still there. They have kept it up. It's a tourist attraction. A ship that was there in 1773.
Man.
That's unbelievable.
That's some great maintenance.
Very small, by the way. They didn't get any make real big ships back in those days.
No.
Also on this date, in 1980, Kentucky Fried Chicken Colonel Sanders died.
Oh.
Wait a minute, I just saw him on a...
You know what, I gotta tell you something. Daryl Hammond does a tremendous job bringing
now
the Colonel
no,
back.
Now it's Norm MacDonald.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I haven't seen him, but Daryl did a great... what happened?
It's the same. They're doing that. I don't know what they're
Oh, they're letting different people be the Colonel?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, Daryl Hammond did it for like a month, and now it's been Norm MacDonald ever since.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. I think that's very clever.
And tomorrow, I will be in Dallas, Texas, so call me on the cell phone.
Okay, done.
And finally.
That's fine.
No.
Hey, the name of the star who speaks fluent Spanish, Will Smith, Cuba Gooding Jr., LL Cool J, Danny Glover.
Boo. I'll go Cuba.
Danny Glover.
Cool J.
Will Smith.
Oh!
I got on tap!
We're all around it.
Mm-hmm.
All around it. Couldn't get it. That's Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant. If you've never eaten there, oh, are you in for a treat? Next door is the Smokehouse Market, and they're in Chesterfield Valley on the east end of everything. Also headquartered in Chesterfield Valley is First Community Credit Union. There are 42 locations, the headquarters in the valley. The popcorn is fresh, and it's free for the members, but even though some of you are not members yet, if you want to go in there and have popcorn, if they say anything at all, you tell them you're AM in the PM. Not so fast if they start to take the popcorn away. I'm AM in the PM. And I think eventually you'll all be members. In a perfect world, every one of you listening would be banking at First Community Credit Union. It can happen. It could happen. Not going to happen overnight because it's not a top priority, changing where you bank. How about this incentive? Move your car loan from wherever it is. By the way, what is the interest rate on your car loan? You don't know. Of course you don't. You know your payment. Move your car loan from wherever it is to First Community Credit Union. They'll give you $100. $100. That easy. And you may very well get a lower rate because they're famous for their competitive rates. So now you possibly have a lower car payment, too. Please do it, and I think you'll want to do all your banking, as I do and have for years at First Community Credit Union. Again, 42 locations. Sole sponsor of the great yard sale on Saturday morning right here at KTRS, 7 to 9 o'clock with Paul Warner. FirstCommunity.com.
Meet me.
Time for a final check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Yeah, it hasn't really gotten any better out there, Dan. They're still working with the accident northbound 55 before Highway 270, and only the left lane was open at last check. There's a new crash on westbound 40 at Lindbergh. Two left lanes are blocked there. It's a mess trying to get out of downtown going westbound 40 from about Grand all the way out through McCausland. Now we're heavy 170 through Lindbergh. Eastbound 270, they've cleared that stall that was at 170, but we're jammed back to 370. We have northbound 170 is pretty slow now from the Rock Road up through Airport Road. We have had an accident. It's been cleared on northbound 270 before Highway 70, but look for a slowdown that is near Dorset. And then it looks like westbound 364 is slow from Amiot all the way out past the Veterans Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have everything your business needs at great prices every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Get more for less at Staples. Make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
You know what the 25th is, don't you?
Christmas is coming up.
Christmas is here again.
I'm filled with Christmas cheer.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah.
Happy holidays from all of us at the Big 550 KTRS.
Cricket Wireless is here to make your holidays even brighter.
Ready, flip the switch!
Get a $100 bill credit when you switch to the Merrier carrier before January 7th. Plus, get the Samsung Galaxy Grand Prime for
$29.99. Whoa!
Santa's definitely gonna know where your house is this year. Cricket Wireless, something to smile about.
Offers M1716, offers require number ported and activation on qualified plan and same transaction. First month service charge due at sale. Bill credit requires two service payments within 45 days. Credit received within 60 days. Device purchase not required to receive credit. Basic funds excluded. Fees, other charges, and restrictions apply. See store for offer details.
Good evening, our top story is developing right now.
If you want to get the story, you need to see it for yourself.
When the fire torches in these trees,
meet people and talk to them.
And how many days have you been on the road traveling?
15 days.
Find out what happened and why.
We have this late breaking development. Sources within the U.S.
We go to the story so you get the story.
Has this taken something from the Paris that we all know and love?
Absolutely not. They didn't take it.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
The Big 550.
Too desirable to be real.
KTRS.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now, there is a quick and easy-to-use solution. A natural solution. SnoreStop. SnoreStop was created and tested by a team of doctors and has been helping couples sleep for over 18 years. It is the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
SnoreStop sprays or tablets are now available nationwide at a store near you. Or you can go online at SnoreStop.com. Don't wait. It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you.
Thanks, SnoreStop. Now I'm back in the bedroom.
So don't wait. Try SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. Spray or tablets are available today at a store near you or online at SnoreStop.com. That's SnoreStop.com. SnoreStop, keeping you together.
This year, avoid the holiday hassle and give the gift of wall-to-wall sports action. Famous wings and countless taps with a B-Dubs gift card. Easy to pick up in-store or online. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Well, inflation won't cause you to go broke. It could cause you to live like you're broke in retirement. Discover how to fight inflation on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Get your legal questions ready, because tomorrow Scott Sherman will be in the house. Always very interesting. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end.
my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Ameren customers, beware. A warning tonight. People out there are trying to scam you. The restaurant owner who almost got taken for a ride.
The Bi-State is studying the idea of putting healthcare clinics at Metrolink stops. How residents are reacting to this possibility.
And we continue to follow the trial of the Sunset Hills mayor. What a forensic engineer has to say about the incident.
Ameren has issued warning to customers about scamming or scammers threatening to shut off your power unless you pay up. And he got one of those scammers on the phone, and he's a story that you will see. Fox and it was about scamming or scammers threatening to shut off your power.